The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It is September 17, 2012. We are back from Holland, Michigan. Planet Michigan, friends. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook. Am I right in saying this, but Facebook is supposed to be some networking resource?
That's right.
And then once you begin to network, then they shut you down for 30 days. I don't know, maybe they're on a power trip or something.
Ah, you're networking too much.
Who knows? Folks, if you'd like to be part of my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And yes, we are back. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And thank you again to the studio. We all broadcasted on Saturday out of the Pledge. I think it was AM 1260 and just outside of Holland. I think it was in Zeeland. That whole area out in Grand Rapids. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great people out there, and you can see them. Go to our Facebook, and you're seeing pictures that we've been posting here, and there's going to be more to come.
Well, so they're potent pictures, too.
They are potent. Yeah. Oh, they're potent. Thank you.
Yes.
That was very helpful.
That's lunch, Jake.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
On the Facebook.
Stand down, soldier.
That's right. The Sons of Liberty. And the way you know it's ours is because it has our logo on there.
And because Brad and Jake are on.
That's right. That helps as well.
Okay.
The Sons of Liberty, like it. Folks, you're getting the handfuls of people liking it. I just need to slow down.
Hands of people are part of it, too, though, Jake.
Right.
That's dinner. Folks, you understand why he's not on the radio.
Now you can understand why he's not on the radio program
that much.
I do appreciate the opportunity to speak, though, in this segment.
Your parents pay me well.
They are good payers.
Yes.
Love Mom. Okay, so as you move forward, you also want to take a look at the Deceiver-in-Chief. We talked about it a little bit last week. That was posted as the column. It's going to be posted in a handful of different outlets throughout the week. the deceiver in chief, and what his deceptive measures are, and how important it is to not only identify what he's doing, but also know the seriousness of what he's doing, so that in your resolve, when you deal with him, America, you're going to deal with a man that is a criminal, and this article totally lays it out.
There's no getting around it, Jake. I mean, we've shared so many times as to the crimes that this administration is administered to the people on the backs of the people. The American people don't realize that their backs are not meant to bow to
this.
Right. He bows to foreign dictators, and then you'd bow to him, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't make any sense. Our backs aren't meant for that, to bow to that kind of garbage. Aside of that, in saying that, we have it on WorldNet Daily. Front page again.
Also right on Facebook.
Yeah, for those that didn't understand, WorldNet Daily is number 500 in the world. The top visited, how would you say that?
Yeah, top visited website. I think it was
it's ranked number 500 and
Alexis,
something.
Alexis.
Yeah, something like that. That's right.
Alexis ratings.
That's right. And so it's getting out there, and I think people already realize this. They're just looking for someone to say what they're thinking.
I think the big boost happened when the Sons of Liberty started posting stories on there and Bradley's column started happening.
Wow. Okay, you don't have to buy me dinner, just lunch.
I couldn't. I also, too, want to say this. If you look at the Facebook page that we've been doing, we are staying busy, folks, and we want you to be a part of that busyness. Get on there and like the photos, check them out, see what we're really doing and bringing action. Also, to everybody listening in Michigan today, thank you so much and God bless you. It was a very successful trip. We're not done there either. We're concentrating a lot of efforts there. Why? Because you, the people, are.
Boy,
we want to be there to support
you. You know, what's interesting, too, friends, is the media just, they went on their attack again in concert.
Yep.
And right when I started my program, I just said, hey, now, whoever's with the media, please raise your hand. Not one hand, friends. See, they don't confront the issues because they don't have the truth on their side.
That's exactly right.
And this probably explains why they're going broke and why people are turning to other resources like WorldNet Daily, conservative action alerts, right
side news.
That come on.
Because they need the real news.
Well, people are sick and tired of the baloney.
That's
and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to talk about polls. Just on Saturday, we were talking about Obama's lead poisons. Test for Romney?
Mm-hmm.
Well, friends, I don't want to tell you I didn't tell you so. I told you so again. You got it here first. That, folks, these polls are skewed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but go ahead, Jeff.
I want to bring up the media. Before we went to Holland, Michigan, which is just south of Grand Rapids, it's a pretty nice metropolis area there. Before we went there, the press called, and I had the opportunity to talk to some of them, if you call it an opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, the ground feeders.
Yeah, and so they, thank you, Mr. McCauley. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. So, you guys have a wonderful group, and then, you know, this and this, and et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, I see that you're a hate group there.
Who said that?
Yeah, and who did? That's exactly what I'd ask them. Well, just something, just a little thing that I found on there. And then all of a sudden,
that's like a frog
thing,
calling a prince ugly.
That's right.
Yes.
So I said, oh, well, maybe you're referring to some of the news outlets that never came to our assembly, and you're going to come to our assembly, right? Oh, well, I'm not really sure if we're going to be able to.
And then what they write, it's allegedly,
that's
Bradley said.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they do that to cover their own backsides lawfully, friends, because they know
when they
step out of line, we're on them.
Yes, they do.
And we will deal with them, friends.
That's right.
So what they do is they hide behind each other, and they said, well, it was allegedly reported.
Somebody said.
Allegedly means that they're covering their backsides, friends.
So somebody who wasn't there said that somebody else who wasn't there said this.
Yeah, isn't that amazing how that works? Folks, we're going to come right back with Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. And happy Constitution Day, America. Happy Constitution.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
The
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I have noticed, Jake. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. I have noticed that whenever they need diversive tactics, diversion, get your eyes off the balls, friends, they come up with stuff like, will we be the first Martians? Scientists say the question is not if, but when. Yeah. I'm just curious, to why do scientists like want to go to a different planet? Do you think they want to cause havoc there, too?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe they can find life that they can eradicate when That's they right. get there or something.
Can socialize some of the red dust on Mars.
You know, I think we should get them all a one-way ticket to the planet in Mars.
Should we tax their funded even?
Maybe the problem is we have these Martians here on this planet, and they belong on Mars.
That's exactly right.
So
they're estranged from their home, and they're trying to get back. You know what? I liked – this was in the debate. This was something that I thought was fairly humorous that Romney brought up.
Okay.
Who?
Romney. Willard.
Mr. Willard.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Newt Gingrich.
Just
okay.
Tell him for what he is.
Mr. Willard.
Yes.
Newt Gingrich gets up and he starts,
you know, and we're going to, you know, I think the space race is important. We need to set up a space, you know, a space center out on, you know, the moon and things like that. And he was just going on in this philosophical.
Why are you talking like that, Jake? Is that like a different language?
That's kind of how he talked.
The planet Mars?
Good.
Okay.
Very good. So anyways, he keeps going on about this wonderful idea. The government should have space stations and stuff. And Willard turns to Newt and says, you know, Newt, I've been in free enterprise my whole life. And, you know, if I had somebody, my chief foreman came up to me and said, I think we should build, you know, space stations on different planets, I would fire him instantly.
Yeah.
What in the world does the government...
Now, let me just interject his contradiction, if I might. This just fell on me.
Yes.
This thought just dropped on me. It's interesting that Willard Romney thinks that God is on planet Kolob.
Kolob, that's right.
No, you can call it Kolob or Kolob or whatever you want. Kolob-sided heads.
No,
that's who lives on that planet is Kolob-sided heads.
That's the Mormon planet.
Well, these people. No, I'm not going to say that about all Mormons, though, Jake, because they just need the truth. That's all.
Yeah.
The he who hath the son hath life.
Mm-hmm.
These people just need to figure that much out. I'm not going to cap on them, but they need to know that if you add to prophecy or take away from prophecy, the Lord said at the end of Revelations that he'll add the curses. Mm-hmm. Now, when you start thinking that God's on the planet Kolob or Kolob or Kolob-sided, listen, it's a little lopsided.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
A little off-kilter.
And everybody can see that he's a little off-kilter.
Yeah.
But let's go back to this Martian thing, okay,
That's
and the planet Mars.
Yeah.
I think what they should do is, I don't know, give, I'm sure Obama Nation has got his own, you know, space
hope
pilot
and change.
License.
Hope and change.
No,
out
a space
there.
Pilot license. Yeah, bring that hope and change and bring all of his freaky friends with him, his Martian friends.
He's got a special helmet for the ears, you know, because he's got to get over.
Yeah.
I do empathize with that because I have.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
problem.
We went to that planet and they all look like Obama or something.
Maybe.
You think so?
Maybe.
And right next to that planet is planet Kolob.
Going forward.
Kolob sided.
Forward to Kolob, forward to Mars.
Now, I can just hear some people say these guys are rather genius. Intellectually humorous.
You heard it here first.
You know, these are things that come to me, friends. My wife says I have a gift. Massey was just telling me, our singer for the band JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit.com, he just said, Bradley, he goes, I've never been the gift of just quick retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you've been attacked so many times, you have no choice but to have...
That's true. If you want to survive, you better be quick.
A plethora within yourself of retaliatory methods. Did you like that?
I liked that. And there's
great
no teleprompter. There's
That's
no
right.
teleprompter
and
in
no
the studio,
ostentatious
folks.
Erudition either. We don't use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Ostentatious.
Well, I'm not going to incite great men to make myself, you know, I'm emulating great men by using their quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to try to act like I'm the man that I'm quoting all the time. So.
Yeah. You don't want to use him to make it
That's
sound
right.
like you're smart.
I'm
you
not using
smart.
Ostentation erudition to portray myself as being a great man as them that I'm quoting.
Ostentatious erudition.
Yeah.
Those founders were smart.
We were.
And that was a farmer.
Yeah, I was a city kid, though, too.
Oh, I was talking about the one, yeah. Great, okay.
Oh, you're talking about our forefathers.
That's right, yeah, the farmer.
Yeah.
He was a pig farmer.
And,
right?
And by the way, our dry Got producer it. Right now is saying, guys, come on, let's go on.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
Yeah,
you're the problem. You're a deadbeat.
That's exactly right. You are the problem.
Yep. Same sound bites over the last year for these people.
Uh-oh.
GCN. Yes. All right. Anyways, let's get back to this now. The serious talk. Were you done, Jake?
Yep. Done.
Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
Yep. The Sons of Liberty. Go check out the pictures. There's more coming. There's going to be videos coming, folks. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Taking ground.
Okay. Now, if I'd have been the producer, you know what I had? I'd have had some sort of spacey Martian music going on.
That's exactly what I was trying to make.
I'm
I was trying to mimic
her. Oh, yeah, she's looking for it.
She's looking for it.
That point's over with.
Hey, Obama's still looking for those trillions of dollars. So is the taxpayer that went through the bailout. Where are those trillions
of dollars?
It's
really cool.
We're looking for them.
That's right. You know what's really cool about this show is we're not using a teleprompter.
That's right.
The people that are filming us are trying to catch up to us. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, actually recording us are trying to catch up to our brain of thought.
Are you out of breath?
That's right. So... we're just Deadbeat's right.
That's for sure.
On Saturday, we were actually sharing with the American people Obama's lead poises test for Romney. And then I began to tell the American people again that these polls are rigged. So let me go on and say, friends, I told you so. Ever since the arguably skewed CNN poll of a few weeks back, conservative voters have been looking at the methodology of polling companies with an increasing amount of skepticism, and rightly so.
They're being skeptical now. That's good.
The fact that most polls have used a model that tries to mimic the voter turnout in 2008, when Democrats beat Republican turnouts, not getting caught up in that game, friends, by 7 points, as opposed to presidential elections like 2004, where turnout between the two parties was relatively even, has not improved the state of affairs. Again, friends, let me just give you the facts here. If you think for 1 minute Obama's, even if Romney was by himself, the guy's got the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting away from that. Obama doesn't have the numbers. And last week I shared with you, I'm sorry, on Saturday, which would have been last week, just this last Saturday, when we were broadcasting live out of Michigan, I was telling you, just forget about the DNC not having the numbers and having to move from the 75,000 seat, 74,000 seater to a 20,000 seater that they couldn't fill.
Mm-hmm.
Just forget about all of the things, friends. Oh, by the way, forget about his youth brigade is petered out on.
Oh.
Yeah, they're gone now, too. Just forget about everybody churning on the man. Just remember.
His Twitter
accounts were three-quarters of them were falsified. And, I mean, forget about all of that, friends.
Yeah.
Okay? And now people, what's happening because of radio shows like this, they have to respond because once you set the precedent, they can't go back being the liars that they are and get away with it.
That's right.
Okay? So let me go on. And now the suspicion of poll bias appears to have yet one more piece of evidence to support it. Via tweet by anonymous polls analyst It said numbers crunchers showing the degree of oversampling of Democrats employed by the most recent polls. The Republicans do it too, friends. All of which show Obama leading Romney. Baloney. Polls were conducted by the following. You ready for this? CBS. Fox News. ABC, Washington Post, Tips, Reuters. But I got a question for you, friends. Why is Fox News in that mix? Because I've shared so many times with you before, friends, they are just as dumb as a rock as the rest of them. And you might want to look at who owns Fox News so you can understand as to the source in which information flows through. Okay? Fox News is no different. They're coming across as the conservative, the patriots, the Christians, yet they lack all three in pith and marrow. Substance. It's not there. So, in saying that to say this, friends, I told you so. Jake?
I think if you look at nothing being there, there's no substance, there's no pith and marrow. I was just studying yesterday. I was going through the Word. I read through Deuteronomy, the whole book. And justice, ultimately, is the only thing that protects your liberty. It's it! If you don't have that, the law in and of itself can do nothing. You have to have action to uphold the law, and that's called justice. No pith and marrow. Guys like Fox News, not all the time, but most of the time.
They get away with having the Karl Roves on all the time.
They just talk about it, right? They talk, well, this is what the law says. I can't believe they're breaking it. Well, pick up your sword and stop them.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do that. We're just the media. We're supposed to talk about it.
We might have to get off our boat to do that, Jake. We might have to get off that lake when we're trying to catch these little half-inch crappies.
And we don't want you to do anything, because if you did something, then you could prove it could be done, and then we might have to do something.
Yes.
So it's best if we just capitulate and talk about what they're doing.
Jake, what is the price of liberty? Vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's
eternal vigilance.
I'm sorry. I should have said that. What is the price of liberty, Jake?
Eternal vigilance.
Can you explain?
Eternal vigilance. Well, number one, eternal goes on forever.
Yes.
It's like the don't tread on me snake, right? Why do they use that? Because their eyes never close. The snake's eyes never close. You're always vigilant. You're always keeping an eye to protect. Just like you.
That's right. That never blinks.
That
snake never blinks, friends.
Yep. He's never got his eyes shut. When you have a child, a mother, think about this. Picture this with me.
Is there a difference between never closes his eyes and never blinks? I'm just curious because you just kind of took a little shot at me on the airwaves here.
I was trying to figure out why you do something from the aspect of when you blink, you know, you kind of get your eyes wet.
You're not paid to think here, all right?
It's a terrible place to be.
It totally is. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back and we're going to show you now who owns these voting booths.
Ooh.
Mr. George Soros.
I don't want you talking about
1-877-807-9977. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains that fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Will count American votes overseas in November. They state the following in this excerpt. Isn't this the administration that's trying to sue its own military so they don't have the opportunity to vote?
Yeah.
What?
Do you think that's anything to do with because they're not going to vote for them?
Jake, what are people like waiting for like fireworks to go off or something?
I don't know.
I mean, over their heads, they just think they're going to be like, I don't know, lifted up in a chariot to heaven and fly around in the clouds for the rest of eternity as
possibly
they watch their country go to hell in a handbasket?
Possibly.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. I'm actually stupefied by the lack of response from some people.
It doesn't get any more black and white as to when a president turns on his own military.
Yep. And then the DOJ won't stop it. As a matter of fact, when everybody in the constitutional sphere doesn't do what they're constitutionally supposed to do in this administration.
And this is what happens when we talk about medieval times. We talk about the dark days. Well, why did they have dark days? Why did they have evil tyrants?
Yeah.
Because when they had the opportunity to right the wrongs, they did nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. When the Spanish online voting company, SCYTL, bought the largest vote processing corporation in the United States, it also acquired the means of manufacturing the outcome. Of the 2012 election. For SOE, the Tampa-based corporation purchased by SCYTL in January supplies the election software which records, counts, and reports the votes of Americans in 26 states, 900 total jurisdictions across the nation. And if that doesn't make you squirm, George Soros is closely associated with one of Obama's biggest contributors who himself is involved with SCYTL. The company that is going to count the votes.
You don't say.
No. Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Who said that? A mass murderer. A straight-up communist. Joseph Stalin.
Sounds like we've got some tactical people that have been studying the playbook that Mr. Stalin handed down. Because why would you want to spend money on campaigning and reaching the American people with your message when all you got to do is buy the voter machines?
That's right. And aside, let me parallel something for the American people to get. Dig on this. Do. Okay?
I'm digging.
Okay. Here you go. George Soros was also one that invested into all the scanners that the TSA uses when you go through the airport. So does terrorism work for these people?
So the executive branch has a DHS. There's a lot to talk about with the DHS, but the DHS then employs the TSA, and now they need more scanners. So the same person that funds, helps underwrite Obama's administration making money off of what the administration does.
So they keep the threat of terror alive in the hearts and the minds of the American people so they feel safe when they go to the airport. And guess what they're doing? They're capitalizing off the ignorance of the American people because who invested into those little scanners that are used when you go through the airport, friends?
Yep.
None other than Mr. George Soros. I thought about this. Everybody knows that he's a criminal. In some countries, he's a criminal. He's not welcome in certain countries. Why is he welcome in America?
Oh, because America's tolerant, right?
Why free speech to destroy America, I guess.
In the greatest light in the world, a man who's known to be dark and put out lights.
Out of his own mouth,
welcome,
by the way. Yeah.
Welcome to come to America? Because of the lack of tolerance. I just posted a picture on Facebook. We did it on the Sons of Liberty, too. About just as an example. This is good because, as George Washington said, that our guns are our liberty teeth. And I'm not taking a right here. This isn't a curveball. There's a picture of a woman who was beat so badly she's a bloody pulp right now. Why? Because there was no ability in her hand to bring forth justice. This is from our friends at Gun Owners of America. Folks, well, we're just laughing about it now. Oh, yeah, George Soros, he buys the stock. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Our public school's going to hell in a handbasket. Oh,
they'll never be able to do this.
Well, what time do I got to be on the dock? I got to get my boat going. Okay, well, yeah, thanks for letting us know, guys. Okay, now my time of listening to talk radio is over because I've been entertained for enough. What happens when the day when your face looks like that because you have no power within your means to stand up for justice? That's why we stand now so it doesn't come to that.
It's Constitution Day today, Jake.
It says,
we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice.
Justice.
What is left off in everything that's going on in your country, friends? Justice. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to figure out what needs to be done.
And starts with justice.
To correct the problem. Yes, it does. Oh, let's go over to, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we jump over to... Well, I was just thinking about the Libyan attacks, and I think I told the people this on Saturday because I was asked a question during one of the event questions, and he said, what do you think about what's going on worldwide? And I said, well, he was talking about the attacks, and I said, well, I said, first of all, you have foreign countries all over the – by the way, if you look at it, Obama's on the side of the people that hate America. I don't know if anybody's thought that through or that far. But I shared with him, I said, it's interesting, friends, that you have all these foreign countries that hate America because what you allow your leaders, Secretary Hillary Clinton, to go over and to do to their countries. And so what the middleman does, the Secretary of State, the provocateurs, might I call them, those that go over and cite problems in foreign countries are your representatives, friends. And what happens is when you let your representatives go over there and try to overthrow their countries, of course they're going to hate America because you tolerate your leaders to go provoke those people to do and to retaliate the way that they're retaliating.
Right.
But I want to take it a step further. We know that the embassy in the United States in Cairo, in Libya, was the ambassador was actually raped. And then he was killed, and he was drugged through the streets. And everybody's trying to figure out what's going on there. And then when we hear, as we hear from our congressmen and our congresswomen, you know what? We need to go deal with these people. Well, let me ask you the question. Why did they kill the embassy? Why did they kill the ambassador? Why did they kill those two Marines?
Don't worry about that. We just need to get over there.
I'm on the American side, folks. Don't get me wrong in any sense of the word. But who's inciting the death of the Americans to provoke the American people to attack those little countries? Your leaders. Your leaders are doing it because they're coming back giving you misinformation. We just found out today that there was no riots going on, friends, just like I said there wasn't. This was supposed to be some sporadic, coincidental attack. No, it was contrived. It was contrived to provoke the American people to retaliate against those that your leaders are harassing. You have a Hillary Clinton out there. What is she doing? She's overthrowing an attempt to overthrow everybody that doesn't agree with the New World Order ideology. Why do all these little countries hate America? That's why. Oh, and if you don't believe me, just go ahead and ask these countries. I remember when I was in Israel in 1992. We were told there was a stabbing that took place right at the Wailing Wall there. And we were told that it's going to come back to America as the Israelis' fault. Yet it wasn't.
So it was a Palestinian who stabbed somebody.
That's right. But it came back as the Israeli provoking the Palestinians
the
again.
Palestinians.
When in fact it was completely the opposite. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? They're creating anti-American sentiment. Yep. In this particular situation, anti-Israeli sentiment.
Which the two are one and the same. I mean, that's our bro.
When in fact, it wasn't the Israeli that did it at all. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's what's going on in your country. And what I do is I want to play a piece for you really quick. This is our friend over at Fox News who spoke the truth. And she's actually coming forth right now saying, folks, why did this happen? I just gave you the pith and marrow as to why this just happened. Folks, you're in trouble in this country, and you have foreign countries all over this world that hate your guts because of what you allow your leaders to do. And again, the leaders, what do? They come back and give you misinformation only to incite you to attack. And if that's not true, you might want to study December 7th, 1941, concerning the Japanese in Pearl Harbor when they awoken that great giant. Go ahead and play that. We'll get to it as far as we can, and we'll pick it up right after this next break.
Our top story, a Fox News alert on the investigation into the deadly consulate attack in Libya last week that took the lives of four Americans. We are now being told that there was no protest underway prior to the attack. Even a senior aide with the Obama administration doubled down now on comments made over the weekend by our UN ambassador, Susan Rice, who insisted repeatedly, as the administration has done on a larger scale basis, that this attack can be blamed solely on reaction to an anti-Muslim video that resulted in protests that preceded, they claimed, the attack on our consulate.
The FBI has a lead in this investigation. The information, the best information and the best assessment we have today is that, in fact, this was not a pre-planned, premeditated attack. That what happened initially was that it was a spontaneous reaction to what had just transpired in Cairo as a consequence of the video.
Our chief intelligence correspondent, Catherine Herridge, is following this. She broke the news. She joins us live now from Washington. Catherine?
Well, Megan, thank you. An intelligence source on the ground in Libya tells Fox there's no significant or sizable demonstration prior to the attack, which began to unfold at 9:35 p.m. in Benghazi. Quote, there was no protest and the attacks were not spontaneous, the intelligence source said, adding the Libyan attack was planned and had nothing to do with the movie. The assault on the consulate came with no warning and included fire from more than two locations, Fox is told. The assault included RPGs, mortar fire, including at least one round that hit the consulate roof, as well as indirect and direct fire. There were
I think that's good. Where do they get their information from? Isn't it interesting how many times this administration, by the way, George Bush did the same thing, how many times once the truth came out they had to change their story and the American people roll over in the face of this tyranny? Alan West is right. America's got coming when it's got coming if it doesn't respond. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't know. What's your assessment, Jake? I mean, it's like I told Jake right when we got off the air, friends. Again, you're hard because you love. You got a country to stand up and fight for. This isn't just going to go away. This is falling to our posterity. Shame on the older generations. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was exactly right when he said, you know how good of a job you've done by what you've left to your posterity. Coming back from Michigan, between Michigan and Chicago, I seen a sign that said, a tolerating Obama's folly, the next generation is going to have to deal with it. Which reminds me of what Scripture says. I remember in the book of Deuteronomy, there was a point where the older generation looked at the younger generation and said, hey, we're out of here. There's nothing we can do for you. Sorry, guys. And God said to Moses, tell that older generation, they're going to go around the mountain again, and tell that younger generation that was made a prey because of the older generation, tell them they're going to go in.
That's right.
Tell them they're going to go in. Wisdom is justified by your children, friends. And what we see in this country is not justifiable because there's no wisdom. It's completely contrary to what Christ taught us and is teaching us if we'll listen to him. So what is your assessment, Jake? I mean, because you can only, you know, I heard a guy say to me one time, Bradley, you can beat the sheep so long. What do you mean you can beat the sheep so long? You can only beat them so much before they flee. Well, wait a second. If they're sheep and they really belong to Christ,
yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and they have ears to hear. It reminds me of what Proverbs 1 says, that listen to my reproof. And when we look in the New Testament in the book of Timothy, what does the Holy Spirit come to do? He comes to reprove, correct, and instruct in righteousness. And it's too bad for some that they don't understand what I'm saying right now, that the rich man ended up in hell before he understood what Christ meant. Because it was Jesus that said to the rich man that was in hell, if they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. If you can't hear no, by the Spirit of God that preserves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you're not going to hear the Christ. And you're not going to walk in the power that's available to those that do obey, because the Holy Spirit was given unto those obey, to those that obey. And why do we obey? Because we love him for the sacrifice that was bestowed upon him.
You actually know somebody's love by what they do. Their actions are demonstrations. In Deuteronomy, it says, thou shalt not wrest judgment.
Pervert.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Don't pervert your judgment. Judgment is an action. It's actually a defense. And this is what gets
it is, because it sets the fear of God in the face of man.
That's right. And it doesn't, you know, justice doesn't just go out and start saying, hey, you, hey, you, hey, you. Justice, when it's attacked, it reacts.
Yeah.
So it's a reaction. It's a defensive mechanism, actually. So the only thing coming in on your liberty right now, you said it before in the beginning, how many different ways do you have to say it for people? It's like, okay, I've said it this way last week. I got to say it this week. Gosh, you run out of ways to say it. And then when it comes to justice and your liberty is gone, it's through apathy because you haven't been defensive on judgment.
Right.
And the key is really just that.
Well,
don't wrest judgment. Don't pervert it.
You're right. But what I don't want to say I fear, but I fear for man. That leaves off judgment.
Yeah.
What they're bringing upon themselves.
That's right.
Because what man leaves undone through judgment,
mm-hmm.
God will do at length.
Yeah. It's an indefinite law. It's a law unto itself.
Perpetual.
That God put. That's right. It's totally perpetual.
Yeah.
When I think about it sometimes when I pray, or we pray down here at the office, I think to myself, I'm not in fear of what they will do. What I always wonder is, okay, Lord, I know you show yourself strong on the behalf of those that love you. The part that bothers me the most is the people's inaction.
Yeah.
Do they deserve God to intercede? Because God can intercede and wipe out our enemies. It's not even an issue. Read the Bible. It happens all the time.
He was always looking for a man that would stand in the hedge.
Look to and fro among all the earth. And he said this to a king who had actually saw, and this is so reflective of America. America has seen God's divine providential hand. Our founders talk about it constantly. It couldn't have happened. Speaking of Constitution Day, that convention could have never happened. I think it was Hamilton that said all the different philosophies, all the different makes and types of people, for them to actually agree on something is profound.
He said it was the finger of God.
Exactly.
Isn't that awesome?
And the finger of God that gave us the Ten Commandments. So we acknowledge and see this. King Asa saw this too. When God destroyed the Ethiopians on behalf of the children of Israel, Judah specifically, he came by and did something that was impossible for them to do in and of themselves. But then as times go on and he starts to prosper, i.e. America, then they start to forsake God and, you know, the ceremonies and the holiness. Not a big deal, you know, because, gosh, we got the blessings right now.
Mellow out, dude. Just lighten up a little bit. Yeah.
And then when he's attacked again, guess what he does? He goes and tries to create foreign alliances.
Yeah.
Doesn't turn to God.
No.
Foreign alliances. And then the Lord comes and reproves him and said, you'll be a prey to this person that you've put your trust in because you didn't look to me. Didn't I deliver you before in the past? I mean, I'm just thinking maybe it was me, but didn't I just bless you with this country and all the liberties that we have right now? Then why in the world wouldn't you turn to me for those same blessings in your time of need, which, folks, we need right now.
Yeah. You're bankrupt, America. Haven't you figured that much out yet? You don't need a golden calf going before you like an Aaron. You need a Moses to get it morally right in Jesus Christ through repentance. Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart and trembleth at my word. That's what the law of God does. And we need to keep in mind Jesus Christ was a preacher of circumcision. He went to those that knew the law and that were broken by the law.
That's right.
And most people don't know that. They just think, well, we got to preach the good news, I know good news to dead men, friends, to those that are dead in sin. Know the word.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, if you've
I wanted, to hit on one more thing, though.
Yeah.
Right before you had said that the prosperity and God gave that. Well, the Lord, he told us when he gave us prosperity, be careful lest you forget.
That's right.
In Deuteronomy. Don't forget.
Always.
What did John Adams say about prosperity? He said, decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. You go ahead and hang on to your riches, but rest assured, when you're out of here, I don't see no luggage rack on top of a purse.
In your luxury, let's just call it liberty, too, because in liberty, you will have luxury. But when you leave off the defensive mechanism called justice, there's no more protection for luxury. I mean, this whole thing about, well, we need to fix our economy is as silly as saying, okay, I've got a pile of money. I'm going to go stand out on the street. I've got a pile of money, and I'm unarmed. And big bad guys come up and take my money. My solution to this is, gosh, how do I get another pile of money? So I get another pile of money, and I stick it in the street. I'm still unarmed. bad guys come and say, "Well, this idiot keeps putting money out there, and I'm just going to keep taking it."
Yep.
Until I arm myself and correct the problem and get defensive with my economics. Yeah. And, folks, the only defense we have in this nation.
Well, you can only defend your economics when you're a moral man to know.
That's it, period.
Yes.
Because our defense is of God. That's the only reason we had this country. It's the only reason we've prospered as this country. And it's the only difference between us and other countries is that we acknowledge that God is the source of all of these things. That's our only defense.
Yeah.
We can go get another pile of money. We can go get a Romney. Let's say he turns the economy around, which I don't think he's going to.
No.
But let's just say that he does.
No.
That's not going to fix anything.
You had the establishment endorsing him.
That's right.
The establishment is the problem. That's One of the things I shared at the event last week, too, is, folks, you're looking to the same people that destroyed the economy to fix the economy.
Yeah.
You're changing tyrants for...
Yeah, tyrannies. Tyrants and tyrannies. You're
That's
just
right.
exchanging them.
Yeah.
And I want a Republican tyrant this time.
Yeah, yeah. He looks better, man. Democratic he doesn't act tyrant. Like those other guys. But
That's true.
Why is that policy and that agenda keep going forth?
That's
because
right.
they're the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Different face. WWF at its worst. Folks, in the days of Nero, there was a shortness of food in the city of Rome. Although there was an abundance of corn to be purchased at Alexandria, a certain man who owned a vessel went down to the seacoast. And there he noticed many hungry people straining their eyes towards the sea, watching for the vessel that were to come from Egypt with corn. And when the vessels came to the shore one by one, the poor people wrung their hands in bitter disappointment. For on board the gallows, or the galleys, there was nothing but sand, which the tyrant emperor had compelled them to bring for use in the arena. It was an infamous cruelty when men were dying of hunger to command trading vessels to go to and fro and bring nothing else but sand for gladiatorial shows when wheat was so greatly needed. Then the substitution is set forth in these words. He hath made him to be sin for us, he who knew no sin. And the point, folks, is just this. Christ is the bread of life. He is the light of men. But listen to this. Then the merchant, whose vessel was moored by the quay, said to the shipmaster, "Take thou good heed that thou bring nothing back with free from Alexandria, but corn, and whereas aforetime when thou hast brought in the vessel a measure of or two of sand, bring thou not so much as would lie a penny this time." In other words, don't bring the sand, bring the corn. "Bring thou nothing else, I say, but wheat. For these people are dying, and now we must keep our vessels for this one business of bringing food for them." That's what we're doing, America.
Amen.
"Alas, I have seen certain mighty galleys of late loaded with nothing but mere sand of philosophy and speculation and gossip and leaven of Herod and leaven of the Pharisees. And I've said within myself, nay, but I will bear nothing in my ship but the revealed truth of God. The bread of life is so greatly needed by the people. So therefore, that's what you're going to get when you listen to the Sons of Liberty day by day." Friends, we're not going to bring you sand. We're not going to entertain you to death out of your liberties. We're going to bring the bread of life. But when you eat the bread of life, only when you're hungry shall you be filled, by the way. Then and then you'll take responsibility to preserve this great country, which is worth fighting for. Amen?
Amen.
We love you with what we do. 1 John 3:18, not with our words, but with our deeds. Words and deeds. Deeds and words, said George Washington. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll get you callers tomorrow. Just hang on for another 23 hours.
Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.